Chapter 7. Crowskull and his crew took Tom back to their ship. He put his hand over Tom's mouth to stop him from shouting. "Now no one can beat us." Crowskull laughed.
"Please," said Tom, "let me go."
"Why would we do that?" said Crowskull. "With you around, no one can beat us."
"But I want to go home," said Tom. "I shouldn't be here."
Crowskull and the other men laughed. "Never," said Crowskull. Tom tried not to cry. He had to think of a way out.
"What if I helped you get the treasure on the Island of Gold?" said Tom.
Crowskull got close to Tom. His breath smelled bad.
"You are going to help us get the treasure," he said. "And then you will help us get more treasure and more treasure. You are going to make me the richest pirate in the world."
Tom got up and ran for the door. He thought he could dive off the ship and swim back to Sandy Island. One of Crowskull's biggest men stopped him and threw him to the floor.
"Tie him up," said Crowskull. "Make sure he doesn't escape."
The pirates threw Tom into a dark room at the bottom of the ship. He couldn't see anything. Tom called for help, but no one came. He was stuck. He closed his eyes and thought about Grandpa. He told him he would need a lot of energy to open the magic book, but Tom didn't think it would be this bad.
"How am I going to get out of this?"
Tom said. Tom saw a bright light in his mind. There was a shape inside. When it got closer, Tom saw it was Grandpa.
"Hello, Tom," said Grandpa.
"I miss you, Grandpa," said Tom.
"I miss you too," Grandpa replied. "I see you found the magic book."
"What am I going to do?" said Tom. "How am I going to get home?"
"You will do it," said Grandpa. "When all seemed lost with the beast, you knew what to do. When trouble is here again, you will know."
"How do you know?"
said Tom. Grandpa smiled.
"Because it's all in the magic book."